Here we are. Actually, where are we?
We are at Parkside in Austin, Texas.
Who are you?
I'm Johnny Cigar. I'm with the Noble Rot. And we're with, along with Food and Tech Connect, we've orchestrated this really fun farm-to-table conceptual event where people are going to come and interact with applications that can connect chefs, local chefs, farmers. You're designing a menu, and you want to source that menu directly from a farmer. This is a place to come and learn about how you can do that, where you can get those ingredients, what applications are available to you, and how you can use them. And it's also it's a way to introduce consumers to all kinds of new ways to rate menus and rate ingredients, so you can share socially with people this whole concept and sort of give people a gauge in your area of what produce, what food, what libation is available.
It's kind of interesting from the outside looking in. You know, America loves food, but I never realized until I got here that they love just as much the quality as much as, in some cases, in some places, the quantity.
They're learning, I think, actually, is what's happening. I think there's a big movement right now of people who are interested in understanding the difference between organic and what is not organic, and where their food comes from. It's important to people. So that's what this is all about.
So I guess you must be happy to have Love Fresh along today, and I'm helping Love Fresh out. Obviously, you've given me a little stand here, and I've got the laptop open telling a story. And
shirts and also, yeah, and it's great.
A lot of shirts.
Well, these voice notes are really important because you can listen to these voice notes from anywhere. So if I know I'm going to Austin, for instance, I could pull this up and hear about this and maybe, you know, research this event and help. It'll help myself to connect to
local food producers. I mean, this connection between the food lover and the food producer, I think, is really valuable. I heard somebody talking yesterday. They downloaded the app for the first time. I'd got lost, and I'd found Texas Coffee Traders. Have you heard of these guys?
I have not.
Unbelievable.
Actually.
This warehouse. They supply a lot of the coffee shops. The guy who I just happened to say, excuse me, can you tell me where this coffee shop is? He goes, come here. I'll show you what real coffee is.
That's brilliant.
And when I come in there, I log his location, photographed him, recorded a conversation with him while he's making me the single most amazing cortado I've had in my life. A day later, somebody said, hey, thanks a lot for that that find. It looks like a warehouse. You go in, it's an Aladdin's cave of coffee.
And brilliant.
For me, I got it again. I'm like, okay, yeah, now I remember what this app's for.
That's great.
It's introduced the man on the
street.
Your
personal experience translated to an experience for other people, which is
definitely
the idea.
And if the more we share, the more we can care about these producers and let other people know
Absolutely.
About them. And here, there are some amazing producers. The smells already.
And there's going to be a wiki page associated with this whole event. So people will be able to go back and look at what happened here.
Where do people go?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. You'll have to edit that later. But there's a wiki page. But IdeaCom is the name of the event.
Yeah.
Idea with com in parentheses. So IdeaEA parentheses COMM and parentheses.
So if you Google that, or if you look at the hashtag, well, actually, you just search IdeaCom on Twitter, and you're going to find all the stuff from today. Well, thanks very much. I'm going to try and get some power for my computer, and then maybe have a little bit of a nibble on some of the things that are being put out. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.